what would you say to somebody who maybe is feeling like they want to reach out and see what support is available to them in a maybe not so nice work environment?
The Employment and Education Center here in Brockville is a great resource. And being a public health nurse and thinking about the health of everyone in our community and recognizing that health in the workplace is important, you know, they provide, you know, information or support, or they can provide almost like what a high school guidance counselor could provide. But when you're an adult in the real world, they can provide you with, like, Where are the career opportunities? You know, look at what you enjoy in terms of wanting to work and trying to find employment matches for you. So that's the biggest thing. You know, if you're feeling what, I mean, part of the story was 27% of workers reporting quite a bit or extreme work stress. Is that because they're not enjoying the work that they're doing, or is it that their current employment is not providing them the flexibility that they need to find their work-life balance? And the Employment and Education Center can help sort out what it is you need in terms of employment for passion and enjoyment, and also work-life balance to help take care of yourself and your family.
Well, as you said, as a public health nurse, you're looking at the broader picture, obviously.
Yes.
With the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit, you got a pretty big picture to look at.
Yes.
But does that 27% worry you?
Well, I mean, anytime anybody is reporting that they're having a feeling, a sense of physical or emotional unwellness, you know, it does worry. That's 27%, quite a bit, or extreme work stress. What does it look like for people that may be having a little bit or medium amount of stress? So that doesn't mean that, you know, 70% of people living here have no stress. This is just 27% feeling kind of they're maxed out with their stress.
And what would you say to somebody feeling that? Because I know a lot of people, whether it's socioeconomic reasons, whether mm-hmm. it's they're doing a job that they just wanted to do, or, you know, and they've tried things, whether it be eating better, going to the gym, talking to somebody, they've tried. What would you say to somebody who comes to that point and they feel like they're at the end?
Well, certainly if you're feeling that you're at your end, getting in, having conversations with your primary care physician, talking about your physical health and your emotional health, and then having, again, the Employment Education Center is one piece of it, but also thinking about, you know, where are your social supports, who can you to talk to have other conversations, who can help out with maybe some laundry, or, you know, take care of the kids to alleviate some of those life stresses so that you can try and, you know, provide your own self some self-care. Sometimes we have to reach out and build our own circle of support. And, you know, we can't do it alone. It does take mm-hmm. a village, you know, to raise families and to take care of yourself. So giving permission to not know that you don't have maybe all the answers, and starting to have some conversation with some community service providers mm-hmm. might help to start putting some pieces into place that can benefit your long-term health.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world. And for anybody in Leeds and Grenville who maybe were hitting a note with them with this conversation, where can they go to start that process?
Well, certainly the health unit, www.healthunit.org. You can access more information on the social determinants of health, including employment and working condition. And our number, 1-800-660-5853. Ask for the health equity coordinator. And if you're looking to try and find who in the community might be able to help to start further conversations, I'd be happy to direct and make those connections for people.
Tanis Brown, public health nurse with Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Thank you for speaking with us today. And
thank you.
Hopefully, if we help one person, you know, maybe we've made a difference.
Exactly.